Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Before I introduce our guest, just a quick reminder that selected interviews are available in our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV, on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is The Author Show. When I read the synopsis for our featured book, Backlash, I was breathless. Author Gary L. Ivey's debut novel has everything I love in a really good book: suspense, intrigue, politics, with a touch of romance, and a very strong female protagonist. Who could ask for more? Gary joins us from Hawaii to tell us more. Gary, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Gary, will you please give us a quick overview of Backlash?
Yes, it's about a young woman who becomes CEO of an oil company. One of her installations is attacked, and the media turns it into a circus, accusing the company of negligence. And it's about how she has to deal with all of the problems that come up. And it also has to do with what happens when gasoline is $6 a gallon.
Well, that's something recent that we've experienced in the States. So You worked in the tech industry and the media industries for a long time. Where did your curiosity about the oil industry generate?
Well, actually, my father worked for an oil company as a middle manager for 31 years. So as I was growing up, I wasn't really focused on the industry per se, but I grew up in Oklahoma City. I kind of just learned about it by osmosis. Couldn't really help but know something about it living there.
Yes, I am familiar with that area. So when you thought about writing a book, what came first, the characters or the plot?
I would say the plot, because I first wrote Backlash as a screenplay. Jackie James was, in the first draft, was a man. I decided to change it to be a woman because I wanted the aspect of a woman in a man's world, that kind of thing, to just give it a little more interest. I wasn't even initially thinking about the oil industry. I was thinking about the impact that government regulation and taxes has on the free market. That was the main thing that I wanted to explore as I wrote the book.
Did you have an ideal type of reader in mind while writing Backlash?
I've had a lot of different response from people who have read the book, and some of them have been on the political left and some on the political right. The political right tends to really like the book. However, one of my very first readers was someone who is very active in Democrat politics, and he loved the book. I hope that I've approached it in a balanced way and not tried to demonize either side of the equation. But I think that people who are concerned about the impact of government on people's daily lives are the ones who would really appreciate it.
Well, I don't often admit this, Gary, but I have read your book. And I have to admit that I could not determine whether you were far right or far left or straight down the middle. And so you've done an excellent job with that. And I really appreciated the way you come across with your story.
Well, that was my hope. Yeah.
So do your characters take on traits of real people, or are they straight out of your imagination?
Well, naturally, when you're building a character, you have people in your mind that kind of influence how you characterize them. But I can't say that anybody in the book is related to a specific individual. It's basically character traits and attitudes of people that I've known, but I didn't really pattern any of the characters after one person or anything like that.
Gary, if you were to compare Backlash with any other, what would that other book be?
One of my readers compared it to John Grisham's books. I would say that the core attitude of the book is similar in a lot of ways to Atlas Shrugged. It has some of the same elements of that book. I'm a big fan of Tom Clancy and his books. Of course, his books are usually military oriented, and Backlash doesn't really have that aspect. But as far as the style is writing, I'm sure that that influenced me too.
Since Backlash is your debut novel, is there any other author you feel may have had an influence on your writing?
I like books like Grisham and Tom Clancy. I've also read Vince Flynn. I haven't read a lot of his books, but the ones that I have read, I'm sure were influential too in the style and the subject matter.
You touch on a lot of important issues, as you mentioned, the free market economy, the environment, women in power, and why we are so enamored with fossil fuel. What type of research did you do to ensure your book was believable?
When I started Backlash, I had just the notions that I had kind of gotten by osmosis about the oil industry, but I did have to go and do a fair amount of research about the exact processes that the oil companies use. And things have changed an awful lot in that respect in terms of the environmental impact, and that's a very good thing. I did some research as well about alternative energy sources and that sort of thing, because obviously there are some downsides to the use of oil. What is usually ignored is that there are downsides to the alternatives as well. I guess in terms of life generally, there are always good and bad to whatever you're talking about, and there is no ideal situation. And that's kind of one of the things that I wanted to bring out, that yeah, you can point to problems, but there are problems with the alternate solutions as well. That's, I guess, where I got to from the investigation.
I definitely have to agree with that, because as you were talking, I can't fathom living in Seattle and trying to depend upon solar energy. So we do need to kind of take things like that, locations and viability, into consideration before we start talking about all these alternatives. So tell me, what sets Backlash apart from others in the same genre?
The tendency in our culture is to automatically assume that people who are in positions of authority in business, and especially in oil companies, are basically evil. They don't care about people, they don't care about the environment and all of that. I think that writing in that way would be kind of the default position of a lot of people. I wanted to show that corporate leadership can be responsible and can care about their individual workers and that sort of thing. Backlash really goes against the grain in that sense, showing that the corporate management really and truly cares about their workers and their stockholders. A lot of times people assume that the stockholders of a company are fat cats and they want to do something to hurt them. But my father was not a rich man by any means. He worked very hard in his job and really didn't like his job that much, but he stayed in it for 31 years. When he retired, he had a lot of stock in the company because it was part of his benefits package. When I talk about stockholders in Backlash, I'm talking about it from personal experience, because my father, my mother, they were very directly impacted by the health of the company.
Right.
Because of the stock that they owned, it made a difference in their experience as being retired people. And so for me, that made a big difference.
So tell me, Gary, will Jacqueline return to us in a sequel or maybe even a series?
Well, there are two books now. I have thought about a third, and I have in mind what I might do in a third. The first book is kind of concentrated on action taken by Congress. The second book, called Backlash 2, Justice Denied, and it focuses on the judicial system. If I write a third book, it would be to examine the effect of the administrative branch of the federal government. And by that, I don't just mean the president. I would mostly be looking at the impact of all of the different agencies and so forth the administrative branch has, which there are so many different alphabet soup agencies, you know, that
nobody
companies
can keep
have
up
to deal
with them, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Gary, will you please read a short excerpt from Backlash for our listeners?
Okay. And just to briefly set it up, this is on page 5 of the book. It's when Jackie gets the call about the attack on the oil platform. That's where we're starting. The iPhone on the bedside table rang and vibrated insistently. 38-year-old Jacqueline Marie James, half awake, fumbled for it. "Yes," she said automatically into the phone that was never far away. Then she sat bolt upright, wide awake. Where? Was anybody hurt? "I'll be right there. Call for the chopper. I'm going out there." Her small bare feet landed with a jolt on the cool hardwood floor. Squinting in the sudden soft light from the bedside lamp, she took less than 2 minutes to dress in jeans and a denim shirt pulled hastily from the cavernous walk-in closet. The large master bedroom where Jackie slept alone was appointed with cutting-edge contemporary furniture and accessories, all very high-end and striking, and there was no clutter. She pulled her tangled shoulder-length brunette hair back and secured it with an elastic band, then tossed her makeup bag into the satchel she used as a carry-on when she flew commercial and left by the back door, activating the alarm system as she exited. There would be plenty of time to apply the makeup to her naturally tanned face on the helicopter. The new chief executive officer of the largest gasoline retailer in the country wouldn't go far without makeup, even after being rousted out of bed before 2 a.m. Living alone behind an iron fence, as she did, with her backyard garden pool surrounded by tall cedars, no one saw her petite denim-clad figure on the short walk from her back door to the detached triple garage, which she accomplished at a double quick pace. She hardly appeared remarkable with her straight brown ponytail pulled back from her youthful and naturally beautiful face. Her large dark eyes usually sparkled with mischief and optimism, but were serious and full of purpose now. If anyone could have seen her, few would have guessed that she was one of the richest women in Texas, or the United States, for that matter.
Oh, my gosh. I could just see her. Your description is so good that, you know, you can just picture what she's doing. So that's a wonderful excerpt. So now I want to know, where can we learn more about you, and where can we purchase Backlash?
Well, I have a website that's backlashbook.com. If you go there, there are links to where you can buy it online. You can actually buy it on the website itself if you'd like to have a signed copy. There are also links to where you can buy it online on various places that it's available.
And if I remember correctly, there is a bio of you, and there's also a place where you can sign up to get information about future books. Is that correct?
That's correct. You can put your email address in. Actually, if you put in your email address, you will automatically get 3 free chapters of Backlash 2, Justice Denied.
We've been talking with Gary L. Ivey, author of Backlash. Gary, thank you so much for taking time to share your book with us. As I said, I've read Backlash, and it was a challenge to put it down until I reached the very last page, and then I just had to read Backlash too. So when you publish your next book, will you please come back and chat with us again?
I'll be happy to do that. Thank you so much.
I just finished Backlash by Gary L. Ivey, and it was fabulous. I was also intrigued by the plot: environmental terrorists, murder, politics, moral integrity, a female heroine, hardcore work ethics, and a splash of love made for a great read. Well, that was just part of a review I found for Backlash, and it just about says it all. If you're as fascinated with this story as I am, please go to backlashbook.com and order your copy today. And when you finish reading, don't forget to post your review. And please share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with their author. And remember, The Author Show may be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major platforms such as Amazon Fire TV, the Roku Channel, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Amazon Music, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books, theauthorshow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.